Well, God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Greg Browder with Ministry After Sunday Service. Look, just a few minutes of your time, I want to drop this nugget in your spirit, something I have in my spirit that the Lord dropped in my spirit and I want to pass on to you. It blessed me. Prayerfully, it's going to bless you. Simple words, what the Lord told me one day I was driving. He said this, good works ain't good enough. Now, excuse the English, you know, I'm not an English professor, nor did I study English past high school, but simply as I can put it, as the Holy Ghost gave me, good works ain't good enough. What are you saying there? What is that? Watch this. Now, got scripture to kind of clarify what I'm saying in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with, let's see, verse 21. It says this. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in that name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's it right there. That's Bible. That's scripture. Come from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. What do you mean? Let me break this down to you. Good works ain't good enough. You can do everything in the church, even to the point of laying hands on the sick, even to the point of prophesying, even to the point of casting out devils, even to the point where it says they have done many wonderful works. Jesus come back and said, though, and then what I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. What do you mean by I never knew you? He never knew you as in having a relationship with you. Watch this. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. All right, that's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. Watch this though. Back to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. These people are doing, if I can say so, good works. But they did not have a relationship with Jesus. That's what that verse 23 says. I never knew you. Don't know who you are. Never knew you. Had never confessed your sins to me, to God. Never asked forgiveness. Never confessed Jesus Christ. Never believed in your heart, confessed with your mouth. Wherever the Bible said, then if you do that, you are saved. That never happened. Seven sons of Sceva tried to do what Paul did. Watch. They tried to cast out the devil in the name of Jesus, whom Paul knew. We know the story behind that. To how that ended up a wreck because they did not know Jesus for themselves. All I'm saying is this. I'm gonna drop this and then I'm gone. Good works ain't good enough. Or should I say for the other side, good works are not good enough. Good works are, what do you explain that in today's terminology? Okay, all the work you're doing in the church, if you don't know Jesus, it ain't good enough. I don't care how many auxiliaries you serve on, I don't care how long you've been the secretary, treasurer, deacon, usher, whatever auxiliary you do, whatever you call yourself trying to do, to call yourself doing work for the Lord. See, a lot of things people do, they classify as I'm working for the Lord. Good works, watch, ain't good enough. If you don't know him as Savior and Lord of your life, if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord God, with his son, through his son, Jesus Christ, good works are not good enough. Evaluate what you're doing. Now evaluate your relationship with the Lord. Are you doing something for the Lord? A lot of people say, I'm working for the Lord. But is that what the Lord called you to do? A lot of times we do busy work in the church just to say we're doing something for the Lord. First of all, if you don't know him, you can't be doing nothing for him. You're doing it for whatever reason. But second of all, if you do know him, is that what he called you to do? I'm going to leave that right there for this time. This is Greg Brother, Ministry After Sunday Service. Remember, good works ain't good enough. God bless you. Until then, we'll see you in the street.